Today, we will discuss what copyright is and what our students need to know to avoid copyright infringement. I am sure most adults know it is illegal for anyone to make copies of your work without your permission, but do we fully understand what the copyright law stands for? Copyright gives creators protection from having others use or make modifications to their work. These laws were established to foster creativity and protect original work from being duplicated. Unfortunately, there can be a lot of confusion when it comes to these laws, especially in education because of fair use and Creative Commons licenses. Today, technology has enabled our students to produce work in much more creative ways than ever before, and it appears that technology will only be more and more available to students in years to come. Students can find almost any image, video, music, or sound effect on the internet, which can be downloaded. Just because it is easily downloaded, students think that it is free and can be used to create a project they consider their own. But is it truly theirs? Students need to become aware that anything they use that wasn't fully created by them could be setting them up for infringement of copyright. Due to the fact that there is often confusion, even for teachers, when it comes to these laws, it is difficult to ensure that everything is being done properly. Many people believe that if there is no copyright symbol, they are free to use the material any way they would like. Many teachers believe that if you use copyrighted material for educational purposes, you are in the clear. Both of these beliefs are not entirely accurate and can get students into trouble. As educators, we need to teach our students the importance of respecting others' work, whether it is copyrighted or not. I use a great example with my students, which I found in an article written by Mary Juton in December of 2015. In her article entitled, How to Avoid Copyright Infringement, she states, "If you did not create it, the work is not yours to use freely, even if there is no copyright symbol. If you were to pass an unlocked bicycle on the street, you would not take it. That is obviously stealing. The same applies for a photograph on the internet. Look for the license or permission before you use anything that isn't yours." Obviously, we are not lawyers, and it is quite difficult for us to fully ensure that we understand all of the laws that go along with copyright, especially since many of the laws were made before technology became such an integral part of a student's everyday life. But it is important that our students are aware and make conscious efforts to follow the copyright laws to the best of their ability. When considering copyright in the classroom, we often do not have time or funding it takes to get permission to use copyrighted material. With my students, they are held responsible for using materials that they have independently created or that is found on a site that stores a collection of free materials. In addition, I teach my students about fair use and explain that in education, although we have laws that are a bit more flexible due to this doctrine, we need to still be careful and respect others' work as if it was their tangible property. As a media specialist, I do my best to ensure that my students have the knowledge they need to be responsible creators of their own work. By providing websites and apps that have music, sounds, and images embedded within the app avoids any question. However, by modeling the use of copyright laws in my everyday lessons, I hope that I have instilled a feeling of responsibility and respect for others' work, which my students can carry with them into the future.